And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland and I'm your host for this program. I call it Talk to a Pastor, but you could also call it Ask Roland. Now, what is the nature of this program? This program is a very, very important one because a lot of you need help. I know you've had a lot of help. There are plenty of libraries and internet sites and plenty of counselors and plenty of centers and plenty of organizations and plenty of everything. Never has there been so much help. And yet never has there been so much confusion. A lot of people say, I'm confused. Never has there been so much illness. Never have people been so sick and so chronic. And now you have big problem illnesses like cancer, diabetes, lupus, arthritis, and many, many others that are very serious. Something is wrong. Something is wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Not only that, but we're under stress. People are stressed. Stress. And they're anxious. And they hear voices. The more people get upset, the more they sink down into their thinking and their imagination, the more they get totally lost in their music and lost in their food and lost in their marijuana and lost in their drugs. Pretty soon voices start to hear voices telling them things. So it's not a pretty picture, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a pretty picture. So what are we going to do about it? Well, what we're going to do, or what you can do if you listen to what I say and take it to heart, is learn how to deal with stress. Now today, stress is a bigger problem than it ever was for people. And there are reasons for it. And it is for that reason that you better turn up your radio and listen very, very carefully to what I have to say. I've been saying this now for almost a quarter of a century, almost 25 years. You need to learn how to deal with stress, and I have resources to help you. I have meditations. Meditations, some of them are free, to teach you how to cope, how to deal with stress. Okay, now why are people having a bigger problem dealing with stress? Well, the main reason is a lack of character. It's a lack of character, ladies and gentlemen, because we have not been led properly, we've not been taught properly, and it's because we have become dissipated, we have become corrupted by too much food, too much drugs, too much sex, too much premarital sex, too many naughty pictures, too many naughty everything, too much. Okay, so our character has been degraded. We've become corrupted and dissipated. Okay? And the other reason is that we have not been taught properly how to deal with stress. And the third reason is we've not been given proper opportunity to develop character. You know, some of us have very few opportunities to develop character. And so, that's what's happened. And so what you need, so the main thing is character. That's the main thing. The main thing is character. Now, how are you going to get character? You can't learn it from the outside. Sure, you can see some good examples, but where are the good examples nowadays? Not that many. But you learn it from the inside. Okay? Character comes from within. It's from reaching within and reaching down into the center of your being. I shall be right back after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Yes, indeed. I'm back. My name is Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I welcome all my listeners in beautiful, sunny Southern California and all my listeners around the world on the internet. Welcome, all of you. Now let's commence again. Let's begin again to talk about stress. Now, what is stress? Stress is something on the outside that is making some kind of a demand upon you. Now, if you look very carefully, you will see that our problem nowadays is not that we're chased around by saber-toothed tigers like the cavemen were a long time ago. And our problem is not that we have to cross the mountains, you know, in a wagon train. No, nothing like that. Now, what is our stress? I mean, obviously, some people are on the field of battle and so on. Some people are police officers or, you know, fire people. They have stress. People who work in hospitals. You know, well, we all know what stress is when we're kind of under, when we have to work real hard and real fast to get something done. We all know that, but that's kind of natural. That's kind of the way it is for human beings. But why are we so under stress nowadays? It's because we're not responding properly to psychic appeals, to metaphysical appeals. See, to temptation, if you will. See, look carefully. Look all around you, and you will see that. What about all the temptation? Look at all the naughty pictures on the magazines. Look at all the naughty things on the internet. Look at all the advertisements that are enticing you to buy too much, to buy things that you don't need. See, all of them that are appealing to your fears and to your to your doubts, to your anxieties, to your vanities, to your pride. See, to your sense of inferiority or lack in some way. See, so. When you fall to those appeals, see, then you are stressed by those appeals. Stressed to buy more, to study more, to do more. See, stressed to worry, stressed to doubt, stressed to look for answers from them. See, stressed to take advantage, stressed to take drugs, stressed to look at naughty pictures and give in. You see what I mean? So everything that asks you to spend a penny, see, that you really ought be spending, those are all stresses, all the naughty things. And how about people all around you? People who are rude, knowingly or unknowingly, people who make errors, people who do foolish things, wrong things, bad things, people who say wrong things and bad things. See what I mean? People stress you. And even people who are nice people, but they're just a little bit foolish in some way, as you are too, why, they stress you. Their imperfection stresses you to judge them. See? So you are surrounded by wall-to-wall tease, wall-to-wall temptation. wall-to-wall cruelty, and everything that degrades you. See, things that are shallow, that go for the lowest common denominator. Things that treat you like an animal. Say that you're just an evolved monkey and ape, and all your problems are just a chemical imbalance in the brain, and so on and so forth. They're all degrading you. They're treating you like an animal. See? Those are all stresses. Stresses. And then, of course, the stress of insecurity. The stress of not very good authority. The stress of not having a good father. A good father and good leaders, people that you can feel real secure, you know, about. Those are all stresses. So we have insecurities and we have anxiety. And then there's the stress to become angry. See? The stress to become angry, to become outraged by the cruelty, the viciousness, the shallowness, the cheating, the deceit, the lies. See? They stress you to become angry. See? All right. So when you become angry, what happens? Well, it's not good for your heart. It's not good for your tummy. It's not good for your blood pressure. And if you become anxious, see, then you start to feel stresses. You start to sense the stresses starting to get to you. See, and then when a stress approaches, then what does it make you feel? Anxious, because you know you can't cope. You know you have to try to, if you fight stress with just the animalistic way, see, just animalistically, if you try to fight stress by becoming angry, by resenting it, et cetera, and calling up adrenaline and so forth, eventually you become drained. You become so drained that you have adrenal fatigue, and then the littlest stress can set your heart to palpitating. See, the littlest stress can fill you with tremendous anxiety. And then there are psychic stresses that approach in your mind and say awful things, make you afraid. See? So now you see you're surrounded by wall-to-wall stress, wall-to-wall tease, temptation, taunts, and torments. So what are you going to do? Well, you need to learn how to keep the stress on the outside so it doesn't get in. Okay, that's one thing. Then you must learn how to observe stress without reacting to it. See, your problem now is that you're overreactive. If you could learn not to react to stress, to have it go in one ear and out the other. For example, what people say and what they do, to pay what they say no mind. It doesn't mean, you know, ignoring them. It doesn't mean not seeing it. It doesn't mean pretending that they're not doing it or putting on rose-colored glasses. It just means seeing their mistakes, seeing their errors, seeing their foolishness, seeing their cruelty, but just not responding. See? Now, I can prove to you that such a thing is possible. Now do you see the importance of character? Now do you see the importance of getting our meditation? Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I'm your friend. I buy the airtime. All these years, I bought the airtime to try to help people. I was helped, and I'm trying to help others. I hope you enjoy the beautiful music by Rachmaninoff, the theme on of one of the themes on one of his variations on the theme of Paganini. It's a very noble and touching piece, and I hope it calls you back to the present. I hope it calls you back to now, to temporarily come out of your worries and your doubts and your fears, and to sit quietly and hear what I have to say in the now present, and see that you need to learn how to deal with these stresses without reacting to them. Now look. First, a couple of things. First of all, remember Jesus when he was tempted. He went into the desert. Remember, and he was tempted. See, and he knew how to respond, didn't he? He knew how to respond. Basically, he didn't respond, or he responded with patience. He didn't become angry. He responded by not responding. He clung to what he knew was right. See? Now, look at what people want you. Look at how many of the stresses are tempting you to step away from what you know in your heart is right. They're tempting you not to be patient. They're tempting you to hate. They're tempting you to resent. They're tempting you to spend too much. They're tempting you to do too much. See? They're tempting you to feel too much. See? They're tempting you to do something that's not proper. They're tempting you. See what I mean? See? So all you have to do is just not go for the temptation. That's all. Now, the other thing is people around you who are foolish, who make mistakes. See, you just have to observe their mistakes without becoming angry at them. Observe their errors without judging them. It's okay to discern error, just don't resent them. That's all. Then how about your husband or your wife? See? All right. Now, is your husband a bit of a temptation for you? How about your wife? Is she a little temptation, tempting you to become angry, to become impatient? All right. So you must learn how not to become angry, how not to become impatient, how not to become judgmental. And 1,000 times a day, instead of becoming angry, instead of becoming judgmental, you remain calm and impassive. See? And the moment passes and you're safe. See? All right. Now, so I gave you the example of Jesus, how he knew how to deal with temptation properly, and even the cruelty. See, when he was hung upon the cross and spat upon and whipped and people mocked him. See, tremendous cruelty. See, and the fickleness of the crowd and how they turned upon him. He didn't hate them. His last words were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." See, his last words. He didn't fall to the temptation to hate. And so he won. Can you do that? Can you not hate? See? It's okay to feel the hurt. Just don't hate. See? You feel the hurt. If somebody slaps you, well, you feel the slap, but don't hate. You see? All right. Now, remember when you were a little child. Here's another example. Remember when you were a little child and you were still close to innocence? Not completely innocent, of course. See, we're born a little naughty. We have little egos, but nevertheless, rather innocent compared to now. And remember how, you know, if things were calm, I mean, if they put you in a horrible school environment with bullies and so on, then that's a different story. But up until that point, then remember how you didn't pay any mind to naughty ladies or naughty gentlemen, or if your parents were saying this and saying that or arguing or this or that. It kind of went in one ear. You just sat there and played, and all these things were happening and didn't bother you at all. All the things were happening out in the world, and there were wars and rumors of wars, and there were all these issues and problems in the economy and this and that and this and that. You saw your mom and dad. They were always worried about things, but you weren't worried. You played, and it didn't bother you. See? But eventually what happened was the world started to get to you. People teased you. You became angry. You got angry at your mom. See? You resented your dad. You went to school. Somebody stole your money. You hated them. Etc., etc. And then you saw people that lorded it over you with something. They acted cool, or they acted smarter than you, or whatever, and then you vowed that you would be like them, that you would become, you know, cool or popular or whatever, just like them. See? So you began to go for the enticements of the world. And then you went out into the world, and you studied, and you went to college, and you got degrees, and see? Maybe you start doing foolish things to try to get more money, more this, more that, and before long, your foolish lifestyle caused you to have physical problems, and then there were more temptations. See? More temptations. And before long, your life became nothing but sitting around and worrying all the time and trying to avoid issues that you couldn't cope with. All right, so now let's get back to basics. Let us get back to square one. Learn how to become still and get out of your thinking and cope with stress. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, my little announcement there was about The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That is my most popular book by far. And it is really good. You know how I have a way of talking about the things in depth. I talk about things in a simple way. You can follow me, see, and yet with great depth. Well, that's what my book is like, except my book is so much fun because I talk about Adam and Eve and about your mom and dad and about you and your partner and why you argue and why she's the way she is and why he is the way he is. Oh boy, you'll just love it. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage could possibly save your marriage, save you a lot of stress, save you a lot of stress. So, have I made my point? You need to learn how to deal with stress without overreacting, eventually without reacting at all. Learn how to deal with stress, and that's why you should get my meditations. Now, what do I have to offer? First of all, I have my meditations. I have a free 5-minute meditation that you can get. 5-minute meditation. It's free. Just go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Look for the 5-minute meditation. It's free. And there's also a meditation app. You know, if you have a little mobile device, Android or iPhone or something, why, you can get the meditation on your iPhone, on your Android, on your mobile device. It's free. Meditation app, okay, for your mobile device. Or you can listen to the meditation just online from your computer. You can download it to your MP3. It's very good. It might be all you need, actually. It's very beautiful, and there's also a little 20-minute, or actually a little 12-minute lecture. Or a 20-minute lecture, I forget. 20-minute lecture that has 12 strategies for effective living. And you can get those for free, okay? Then I have the basic classic 4-part meditation, which is so good. And you can get it for only $10 at talktoapastor.org. And not only will you get it, but you'll get a booklet, an e-booklet, and you'll get two e-books, Becoming a Friend of God and Conquering Stress. All of that for only a suggested donation of $10. You can't beat it. So why not get started? Why not get started today? Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes. I've been out of town for 3 weeks. I checked my mail today for the first time in over 3 weeks, and there was a nice letter there from a lady named Gina, that requested some material. So if you're listening, Gina, I'm going to send you some things. I'll send them to you for free, because I apologize so much. I was just out of town. Couldn't check my mail. But I'm back. So write to me. Help support me if you can. Get some of my materials. Visit talktoapastor.org. And until next time, may the Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.